Freightline, Kaylee in Hendersonville, Tennessee. Hey, Kaylee, how are you?
I'm fine. I got a story for you, and I have some info on it.
Okay.
When I was a little girl, I was about, I'd say 4 or 5 years old. We were living in a townhouse, and there was a guy there, and I had no idea who he was, and he always wore a baseball cap, a t-shirt, and jeans and sneakers. And he slept on the couch at night, and he wasn't very social during the day, so I asked him one day after I got home from playing or whatever I was doing, and I asked him, I said, "Who are you?" And he said, "My name's Isaac, and I'm one of your mom's friends, and I'm going to be staying for about a week." And he stayed for about a week, and he slept on the couch as usual, and he wasn't very social, and I just let it go. I didn't think to ask my mom about it. And about 2.5 years ago, I finally asked my mom about it, and she told me that there wasn't any guy like that. There was nobody like that that ever stayed at our house, and it kind of baffled me.
That is weird. Now, Kaylee, when he was there, when you could see him, could you see him all the time?
Yeah. He was okay. In the living room. He was watching TV with the family.
And no one talked to him?
No one spoke to him, and he didn't speak to anybody else. I mean, my mom would be in the kitchen doing whatever she's doing, and he would be right there with her, but there would be no socializing.
But in your mind, in your eyes, you could see him hanging around, so you figured, there he is.
Yeah, he was real. He was there.
Now, at this point, do you think he was a ghost?
I don't think he was a ghost so much as he was, I mean, because over the years, it's been, I've seen him around, but I've not seen him like I did when I was younger.
Do you see him around the house still, or did you see him outside?
I see him in public places, but it's usually only when my mom's around.
That's weird. And does he notice you?
He notices me, yes, he does. He looks at me, he waves at me, but I just... The baseball cap he wore, it was always over his face. I don't know what his face looks like.
And your mother has no idea who he is?
No, she says he's a protector. He's a spirit guide. He's just somebody who watches over her.
But she's aware of him, though?
I mean, since I told my mom about it, she's been aware of him. She's always said that I was spiritually special.
Gifted, yeah.
Yeah. Then... I told her about it, and I was like, that was my first experience. And she's like, well, maybe he's just there to protect me, because she's never seen him, and I had to describe him to her.
That is strange. So he's following her. Could be like her guardian angel.
That's what I'm thinking.
Could very well be. That is amazing. And in his clothes, does it look like he's, you know, up to date, or does it look like it's really old stuff?
He actually reminded me of my uncle. It was always like, you know, the old navy blue t-shirts and the Levi jeans and just a pair of regular sneakers.
And his hat.
Yeah, and his hat. I can never see his face.
That is weird. Okay. That's a great story. It's kind of cool.